You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 4, verse 31 to 34. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat, of which you do not know." Therefore, the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Earlier, we read that Jesus was tired of his journey, and the disciples went to buy him food. It's surprising that the 12 of them went to buy the food. He had taught them that the one that will be the greatest must be the least. So I just imagine that they were all trying to go and buy the food and ended up all going to go and buy it, because none of them want to be the one that will not be the least. But when they came back and they saw that the countenance of Jesus does not show any sign of somebody who was hungry or somebody who needed food, they were quite surprised. And I also imagine that Jesus may have told them that he was hungry and they went to buy food, but they didn't understand that Jesus was not talking about food. He was talking about something far more serious than food. And so he told them, he said, "There is something that satisfies me that you don't know of." You know, he said that, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." They had been with him, and yet they still don't know something about him. And I perceive that many of you have accepted Jesus for such a long time, but you still do not understand the longings of the heart of Christ. You are walking with him. You can even make food for him, but you still do not know what matters to him the most. You still don't know that which satisfies him the most. But thank God, Jesus didn't keep it a secret. Jesus revealed that which satisfies his heart, so that is what we will all pursue. So in verse 34, the Bible says, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." What satisfies the heart of Jesus is the will of the Father. And I tell you that even till this moment, as you are hearing this, nothing satisfies the heart of Jesus than doing the will of the Father. That is the longing of his heart. That is the hunger of his heart, that he will do the will of the Father and to finish his work. So two issues: the will of the Father and the work of the Father. And you will notice that the work of the Father is not arbitrary. It's something that can be finished. He said, "and to finish his work." If it was something that you can't finish, Jesus would not have said to finish his work. So Jesus identified two crucial things: doing the will of the Father, not his own will. Many people came to Jesus today so that Jesus can help them to fulfill their own will. They want to use Jesus to accomplish their own will. But even Jesus did not fulfill his own will. In fact, he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." We are not here on earth to live for ourselves. That is why it is foolish prayer asking for destiny helper. Which destiny? Which help? Life is not about you. Life is about fulfilling the will of God. That's why he put us here. We will remain confused as long as we are living for ourselves. As long as we think that we just came to this life so that we can have money and then die. Does that even make sense to you? To simply have money, acquire properties, and then leave everything and then you are gone. It's a waste of life. The real purpose of life is to do the will of the Father. And that is the only longing that satisfies the heart of Jesus. So I want to ask you today, what is your life about? Is it about the will of the Father? And is it about the work of the Father? Now, when we say the will of the Father, some people in their mind may begin to think that it is ministry. Maybe that the way I'm preaching now, that is what God is calling us to. No. The will of the Father is the will of the Father for your life. It is the will of the Father for you to be meek. It is the will of the Father for you to be pure in your heart. It is the will of the Father for you to be eager to hear and slow to speak. It is the will of the Father for you to walk in righteousness, for you to be victorious over sin, for you to be victorious over unrighteousness. As a husband, it is the will of the Father for you to love your wife as Christ loved the church. As a father, it is the will of the Father, of the Heavenly Father, for you to teach, to train, and raise your children in the way of Christ. As a wife, it is the will of the Father for you to submit to your own husband in all things. Basically, it is the living by the word of God is the will of the Father. And the work of the Father, God has work to do. You see, his will directly deals with who you are. That's why Jesus said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." He didn't say thy work. He said thy will. Thy will means God having his own way through your life. The will of God being established in your life. That your life is not in any way, in any little way, about yourself anymore, but about him, about pleasing him. And then that you are also concerned about his work. I want to tell you that his will and his work, they are that which satisfy the heart of Jesus. We must be involved in his work. We must pursue his work. What had Jesus done that made him satisfied? He had just preached to one woman, and that woman believed that Jesus is the Messiah. And for that, Jesus felt fulfilled and satisfied. He no longer needed food to meet his desire. It has been met. Do you know that the food of Jesus is the will of God? The food of Jesus is the work of God. Are you a part of his work? Are you concerned about his work? Do you want that work to be finished? Or you want to finish your own work before you start his own work? Do you understand that that is what that satisfies him? We must not be with him and not understand what satisfies him. The disciples at this point never knew the longings of the heart of Jesus. So he had to reveal it to them that his eating is not as important to him as winning the souls of lost men. Does that mean Jesus didn't eat? Of course, we had examples where he ate. But you notice that even Martha, when he was preparing food for Jesus Christ, Jesus told him, "You are worried about many things. Only one thing is needful." Jesus, by that, didn't mean that he won't eat. But he said, no, that is not priority. Today, people are living for food. They are basically living for what to eat. Some even think that that is the purpose for which they have come into Jesus, so that they can have what to eat. They can have what to wear. That's why he says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you." My prayer is that God will make you such a person that you also, you will not be satisfied until your life has contributed into the fulfillment of the will of God and the accomplishment of the work of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.